Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our epistle reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, for outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. This is the word of God. Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, have you ever looked at your picture when you were a toddler up until now? How much have you changed? Most of us, instead of getting younger, we are getting older and older, and we cannot turn back the time to be young again. When you see that you are getting older, are you afraid? There is a saying that the older you get, the wiser you got. When you are young, you depend on others, and now others are depending on you to care for them. When we become a grown man and woman, we get married and started a family. People consider this as an important an accomplishment in their stage of life. After this, we became parents, and then grandparents to our children and children, and our hair turned gray and white, and our grandchildren think that we are worth so much more. Have you ever felt that you are worth so much more or worth a fortune? Or have you felt like you became less worth because of your old ages? Here's a quote saying, older folks are worth so much because they have silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, lead in their feet, and gas in their stomachs. They're worth a fortune. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, even though we may get old and we become of age, our life is not ended for this generation. While we still live on this earth, we may count each year as the years goes by, and we may get old and wrinkled, but the good news is that we do not lose heart because our eternal life is in heaven, and there is no more aging. This is why the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Corinthians encourages us today not to lose heart, because even though we may get old while we move through this life in this world, our life has been prepared by God so that we may have life in heaven with Him forever and ever. This is why the Apostle Paul said, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. The word outwardly means that in our life our body will get old and it will wear and tire. It doesn't matter how much we want it to be young, our body can never turn back to be young again. You see, when we look around us, we see our loved one, our friends, our co-worker, continuously going to the doctor for treatments. Such treatment that need to be attended to, like heart problem, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, body ache, and pain, and other illnesses that cause us to age more quickly. When we were young and we would catch a cold or feel ill, our body is strong and we were able to withstand those symptoms, and we can recuperate very quickly. But as we get old, our body loses energy and strength, and it makes us weaker and weaker. When the Apostle Paul said outwardly, he meant to show that our physical body are slowly wear off. You see, many of the Hmong people had never heard of those medical terms that been used today for such illness like cancer, stroke, diabetes, cholesterol, kidney failure, or heart attack. In Laos, when an old person died, they usually just said, he or she died of an old age. You see, when a person has such condition, and when a person goes to the doctor for a checkup, if the condition have the, such a disease in a family, he or she may inherit or hereditary. Or when a person die, the death certificate usually stated that the cause of death were by cancer, stroke, kidney failure, or heart attack. So when you look at our outwardly, it is saying that we are slowly dying in this physical body. It is a scary thing to think about this person die because this and that person die because of that disease here and there, etc., and etc. Most of us want to be free from any kind of illnesses. Remember that when God created Adam and Eve, God created the perfect body. God created in his image. God created human with no sickness, no sin, nor death. But when Adam and Eve sinned by eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil from the Garden of Eden, the human race lost the image of God, and the human race has to die because of this original sin. This is what the Apostle Paul wrote. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way, death came to all men because all have sinned. The result of one trespass was condemnation for all men. So sin caused death. God created man to live eternally, but because of sin, our body outwardly will slowly fade away. Sin and death interrupt God's plan for the human race of eternal life. Today, in many societies, people want to live forever. They don't want to die. Many religious taught that when you die, you will reincarnate to be an animal or a person or something that still lives in this earth. In the Egyptian tomb, artists draw a field of crops, animal, personal items to show that the dead will have a fruitful journey after their death. Not only did the Egyptian bury the book of the dead with the deceased, but the main purpose of the book of the dead is to be able to talk to their God. This is similar to animism faith. That's kind of the way of the spirit. The living are giving food to the dead to feast on so they will have enough meals from their resting place. At different times throughout the year, when a family had a son or a daughter that was getting married or a time for a New Year celebration, the family always set a set of plate of food on the side and call upon their deceased ancestor to eat the food that they have prepared to make them feel like even though they have died, they are still part of family. They'll still join in the special occasion. People want to live forever, but God say, no, my spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His day will be only 120 years. The writer to the psalm said, the length of our day is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote to us, say, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Our lives only getting older as each day passes. Our hair became gray or white, and we began to lose our teeth and other health problems until the day that we die. Even though our outwardly body is slowly fade away, brothers and sisters in Christ, there is hope. We have the hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't lose heart because this is God's grace that he has given to each one of us every day of our life. This is the spiritual side of our life. Instead of lose heart each day of our life, we have the hope because Jesus has already forgiven all of our sins on the cross. God's word continues to remind us that our sins are forgiven and we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Again, the Apostle Paul wrote to encourage the Corinthians, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Paul also wrote to the Ephesians, he said, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitfulness, desire to be made new in the attitude of your minds. God's word encouraged each and every one of us to have hope and not to lose heart. When I look at our parents and the elderly, they have come far and have seen the good and the bad of this earthly life. Just imagine that they too were once a child and now they are grandpa and grandma. Even though their family, their friends, and colleagues have passed away, sometime when we are sick, some of them may say, when will I die? Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, even though you may have all this thought, God's word encourages us today. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came and replaced our loss of hope. Even though our body may get weak and old, we do not lose heart because our place is in heaven, where we will live and have eternal life forever and forever. On the outside, it will continue to get old, and one day we will die. We do not lose heart because we have someone that has already conquered sin, death, and the devil. So because of your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you already conquered this physical world. Our face may wrinkle, our body may change, but do not lose heart. You don't lose heart because you already conquer all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.